And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 3rd of March, 2012. Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, published on this day, 1802. Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, No. 2. The Moonlight was attached to the work years after Beethoven died. Beethoven himself thought of it as a reflection on death, sitting at the bedside of a very sick friend. It's the birthday of Alexander Graham Bell, Edinburgh, 1847, who was trying to invent ways to make life easier for the hearing impaired and invented the telephone. Bell wanted to help the deaf to learn to form words in the same way that hearing people could, and with a repair mechanic named Thomas Watson, began working on experiments to transmit sounds through the use of electricity. The telephone was the result. Time magazine, first published on this date, 1923, weekly news magazine, the first of its kind in this country, founded by Henry Luce and Britton Haddon, who had worked together on the Yale Daily News. They started with a subscription list of 9,000 readers. And it's the birthday of the host of This American Life, Ira Glass, born Baltimore, 1959. He was 19, college freshman, looking for a summer job, got an internship with NPR despite the fact that he'd never listened to public radio, became a producer of All Things Considered, then moved to Chicago, 1989. 6 years later, launched This American Life. And it's the birthday of the poet James Merrill, 1926, New York City, son of the co-founder of Merrill Lynch, a trust fund boy, never had to worry about money, author of many collections of poems, including The Changing Light at Sandover, 1982. Here's a poem for today by Jennifer Meyer, entitled Post Hoc. It happened because he looked a gift horse in the mouth. It happened because he couldn't get that monkey off his back. It happened because she didn't chew 22 times before swallowing. What was she thinking, letting him walk home alone from the bus stop? What was he thinking, standing up in the boat like that? Once she signed those papers, the die was cast. She should have waited an hour before going in. Everyone knows salami and seawater don't mix. He should have checked his parachute a seventh time. You can never be too careful. Why didn't she declare her true feelings? Why didn't she play hard to get? She could be out at some nice restaurant right now instead of in church praying for the strength to let him go. It all started with that tattoo. It all started with her decision to order the chicken salad. Why was he so picky? Why wasn't she more discriminating? He should have read the writing on the wall, listened to the still small voice, had a lick of sense. But how could he, when he was blinded by passion, deaf to warnings, really dumb? Why? Why in God's name did he run with scissors? If only they'd asked Jesus for help. If only they'd asked their friends for help. If only they'd ignored the advice of others and held fast to their own convictions, they might all be here now with us, instead of 6 feet under, instead of trying to adopt that foreign baby, instead of warming that bar stool at the Road Not Taken eatery and lounge, wondering how it might all have been different if only they had done the right thing. A poem, Post Hoc, by Jennifer Meyer from Dark Alphabet, published by Southern Illinois University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.